Act 1, Scene 2. Crystal enters, upstage left.
Words alone cannot convey the joy I feel seeing everyone here today. So, won't you please allow me to express my gratitude in song?
Crystal, darling, you're not gonna be...
Not now, Sugarly! Manicures, pedicures, good times have begun. Come on in, spout it off for gossip and for fun. Manicures, pedicures, pick your favorite shade. Trust us with your hands and feet, your nails have gotten made.
I'm positive we talked about
you. Not now, Sugar Lee! So here we are again. It's Friday afternoon. The place is neat and clean. The girls will be here soon. Pay Sugar Lee with cash. It doesn't leave a trail. Cause if the IRS finds out, they'll throw our butt in jail. Oh, manicures, pedicures.
Crystal!
What?
Sweetheart. We agreed you wouldn't be doing the manicure song anymore. Not that it wasn't kind of fun for the first 164 times or so.
I couldn't help myself. It's one of my all-time favorites. Oh, I've got to check the oven. Y'all get ready for some delicious pumpkin bars.
Ooh. Crystal exits, upstage left.
More sweets? If Crystal keeps this up 6 months from now and someone tells me to haul ass, I'll have to make 2 trips.
Oh, stop your grousing. Maybe you just need something hot and young to give you a lift. Think Miller would notice if you brought home a boy toy for the weekend?
Miller. That man wouldn't notice if I brought home a pterodactyl.
Come on, Mavis. You know Miller loves you. And after we finish tarting you up, you might even get lucky tonight.
Oh, please. At my age, getting lucky means finding my car in the parking lot.
I just set off the car alarm with my clicker thing to find mine. People get snippy, but it sure beats walking in circles on hot asphalt.
Getting lucky ceased to be my area of expertise after I killed off all 3 of my husbands.
Now, Carlene, we've been over this. None of those deaths was your fault. Rick knew better than to grab a downed power line.
And Max should have had better sense than to participate in an outdoor deviled egg-eating contest on the hottest day in July.
And then Spud, well, what kind of idiot gets drunk and goes skinny dipping in a pond called Lake Moccasin?
The fact remains, I've struck out 3 times in the game of love, been branded the Black Widow of Eden Falls, Georgia, and I accept it. My romantic life is history.
See, it's hanging on to old beliefs like that that keeps you from finding your happiness. You cannot be a prisoner of your past. All the old stuff that happened is OVER, and this is exactly the part of your life that needs fixing. So, if you ask me, I think you ought to start dating again.
I agree. If you're open to any possibility, you could find Mr. Wright. That very thing happened in the book I just finished. Love me deeply, love me now. Desdemona Devier found Jefferson Montague Hillforth, the love of her life, while she was taking tango lessons in a summer castle just outside of Prague.
Anyway, you just get back on that bicycle, Carlene.
I admit I get lonely sometimes, and I did give it a shot once. I put an ad on the Matchup website that said, Husband Wanted. I got 73 messages back, and every single one of them was the same. You can have mine. I don't really think I'm up for it, girls. Besides, there's not a sane man within a 100-mile radius who'd want to date the Black Widow.
Oh, don't be so sure. I ran into Porter Paget at the post office this morning, and he asked if you're seeing anybody.
Oh, he was probably just making conversation.
No, he told me he'd recently had a near-death experience, and now he's not really all that afraid of dying. That's why he's up for dating you.
I can't tell you what this does for my self-esteem.
Porter Paget? He's kind of a mama's boy.
Oh, get on board, Mavis. We've got a living, breathing male who's interested.
Oh, Carlene, I'm begging you to say yes. This is just like too deep the heart's river. Countess Rowena LaFrance, the grief-stricken yet noble widow who thought she'd never love again, finally gave her heart to the flaxen-haired, muscular falconer, only to discover he was actually the long-lost son of the deposed and fabulously wealthy Duke of Milan. They lived happily ever after until she plunged to her death from the second highest peak in the Carpathian Mountains. It still gives me chills.
Forget everything she just said and tell me I can go ahead and set it up.
Okay, I'll go out with him if y'all will just stop badgering me.
Well, finally.
Oh, this is the right thing to do.
Now, Carlene, just think of Porter Padgett as your starter guy. You're going to have fun, people will notice you're dating, and plenty of other men will start calling you up. This is the beginning of that brand new life we've been talking about.
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, Officer Sparks. Why, I'm home right now, drinking iced tea on the porch. Why do you ask? Ronnie canceled his job interview this morning? Oh, well, of course I knew. No, don't be saying that. Ronnie takes his probation very seriously. Oh, you're on the way over to see him right now? Just give me 5 minutes to straighten up the living room. Bye-bye.
Nita exits, downstage left.
Nita! Oh, I thought she wasn't going to cover for Ronnie anymore. He's 27 years old.
You know what they say, the first 40 years of parenthood are the hardest.
Can I tell you how glad I am that I decided on cats instead of kids?
Well, my hat's off to her. In spite of all her troubles, Nita makes the time to come here and be with us every week. Shoot, half the reason I keep trying to get that sauna installed is so she'll have a place to go where Ronnie can't bother her.
I thought you'd finally found a contractor to do it.
Oh, I did too. But when I checked him out, I discovered the only thing he'd ever built was a long list of people he'd ripped off. So I'm still looking and I'm getting desperate. Spotty Don needs this upgrade.
Can you really afford to do this?
Well, I can't afford not to. I got the business up and going, but I've got to have more steady customers than just y'all. I have to offer more services to pull people in. Well, just look at the bounce we got when I hired the best manicurist in the South.
And don't think I'm not still suspicious about the hair hut going up in flames.
That fire taught me a good lesson. When you own your own business, you've got to be able to handle anything that comes your way, no matter how horrible or unwelcome it might be.
Bunny enters, downstage left.
Hey, girlfriends, it's little old me.
And this is the perfect example.
Why, Sugarlee, I have to congratulate you for forging ahead and getting the doors open to your little business, in spite of the fact that you're nowhere near ready. And look what you've done to the place. Not much, but cute.
Funny. I wondered when you were finally going to come by. In fact, I was just talking about you, wasn't I, girls? I said that Bunny Sutherland always brings a lot of joy when she leaves a room.
Why, thank you. Now, I know you're surprised to see me in a place where just anybody can come in off the street and get various body parts plucked or waxed. But I did want to take a peek at the building that you stole from me.
I didn't steal this building from you.
Tate Realty knew I wanted this property. It's the perfect site for the Sutherland Museum of the City of Eden Falls. Having a woman of my stature in the community express such an interest, they should have called me first. You'd think people would appreciate what I do for this town. I've given it everything, my time, my talent.
Your youth. Just want to make sure you didn't forget that one.
Mavis Flowers, you cut up. When I came in, I meant to compliment your appearance. You've just got one of those figures that always looks so good in cheap clothes. And I'm glad I caught you here because I wanted to ask you something about Vonda Joyce.
Here's your answer. She liked you just as much as the rest of us do.
Isn't that precious? Listen, I know Vonda Joyce was a fool for local history and had a sizable collection of documents, diaries, and other historical papers, and it's fallen to you to sort through all that junk. I'm hoping you'll donate her priceless collection to my museum. I mean, the museum.
A Bunny Sutherland Museum, huh? Isn't that a little over the top after the Bunny Sutherland Tennis Court, the Bunny Sutherland Dog Park, and the Bunny Sutherland Azalea Maze?
This museum will be for people who desperately need culture and education, like yourself. When I go, I want to leave the world a better place. And I find philanthropy is good for the soul.
And speaking for those of us who have one, you're right.
Crystal enters, upstage left.
My Halloween pumpkin bars are ready. Gobble them up before the goblins get them.
Ooh, I'd love one, as long as there's no coconut in them. I am so sensitive to it, my little tongue swells and my throat closes up.
Help yourself. They're coconut free. And so is the chocolate pie I've got in the oven. Oh, and I just love your costume. It's hysterical. Isn't she creepy? She's all done up to look like Bunny Sutherland. Ooh, scary.
I am Bunny Sutherland.
Oh, sure, and I am a witch.
Crystal exits, upstage left.
Well, thanks for dropping by, Bunny, but you'll have to excuse me. Seeing you reminds me I've got trash to bag.
Sugarly exits, upstage left.
Page 22.
Well, she's about to.
That's the problem. We got no way of knowing how Sugarly is going to react to this.
Sugarly enters, upstage left.
How am I going to react to what?
Oh, Mavis is thinking about having a butt lift and she can only afford to do one cheek. I told her it's both or nothing. What do you think?
What?
Bunny enters, upstage right.
My goodness, this old building is in miserable shape. Guess I'm lucky you ended up with it, not me.
Bobby Duane enters, downstage left.
Why don't you just point me to where the sauna's gonna... Sugar Lee?
What are you doing here?
Isn't that just like me? When I heard you needed a contractor, I tracked down our old classmate, Bobby Duane, and told him there was a job for him in Eden Falls. I'm heartsick. I didn't mention it to you, Sugar Lee.
And you left out a few important details when you mentioned it to me. I honestly had no idea you owned this place, and I know how you feel about me, so let's just forget it.
I'm sure that's completely unnecessary. From what I've seen, Sugar Lee's in dire need of your services. Besides, she's not a person who'd hang on to an old grudge. Why? The repercussions that kind of vindictiveness would have in a town like this could ruin her little business. I mean, should word get out?
Look, Bobby Duane, it was a little shocking to see you walk in here, but the truth is, what happened between us was a lifetime ago. We were kids. In fact, it hasn't crossed my mind in years. So, I need work done, and if you're willing to do it, I'm perfectly happy to hire you.
You are? Sure. Yes. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience with getting good news, so you'll have to pardon me. What I'm saying is, yeah, I'll take the job. Glad to have it. Be back tomorrow and we'll get started.
Bobby Duane exits, downstage left.
Oh, super. And who said class reunions aren't any fun? Gotta scoot. Bye.
Bunny exits, downstage left.
Wow, Sugar Lee, I'm really proud of you.
You handle that so well.
Actually, you're wrong. It was all a lie. This smile on my face? Big fat lie.
Bunny obviously set the whole thing up to get me back for buying this building out from under her. But I couldn't let her think she's got the upper hand, could I? Now I'm gonna be stuck working with the man who almost completely ruined my life. What I'm going to do now is calmly walk into that kitchen and throw myself face first in a pan of Crystal's pumpkin bars. After that, I'm starting on the chocolate pie. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be back in about 8 pounds.
Sugarly exits, upstage left.